Like much of the American electorate, American voting machines are growing older. Breakdowns are common as voting machines near the end of their useful lives, and it's hard to find spare parts, which matters because voters of all ages will be depending on those machines for the 2016 presidential election, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Allen County, Ohio election director Ken Terry knows how bad things can get. In the last presidential election, he had to replace the zip disks, a 1990s technology, in the main machine his county uses to count votes. The disks are no longer made, and when he finally got some from the voting machine manufacturer,
they actually had a coupon in them. They were sealed and everything, and the coupon had expired in September, December of 1999.
13 years earlier. And to make matters worse, Terry says his voting machines use memory cards that hold only 250 megabytes of data, a tiny fraction of what you can store today on a $6 thumb drive.
You know, by today's standards, that's just absurd.
And Allen County is by no means alone. In Michigan, optical scan machines purchased in 2005 are breaking down at an increasing rate. Oakland County Election Director Joe Roselle says that can be frustrating for voters and election workers.
We've all become experts with cans of compressed air, trying to clear any debris or any pieces of paper that may have jammed the ballot path.
Michigan is trying to get new machines for next year's elections, but that's not the case in Ohio and many other states dealing with aging equipment. According to a new report by the Brennan Center for Justice, 43 states will use some voting machines next year that are at least 10 years old. Larry Norden is one of the authors.
We're not saying that all the systems are going to fail on Election Day. Most systems will work, but the closer you get to this end of projected lifespan, the more likely you're going to see problems.
Problems such as vote flipping, which is when a voter presses one candidate's name only to have the opponent's name light up. It happens when the glue on touchscreens gets old and erodes. Norden says everything's coming to a head at once. After the disputed 2000 elections, almost every state bought new computerized equipment using $2 billion in federal aid. He says today there's neither the money nor the same sense of urgency.
More than one official has said to me, legislators, county funders are waiting for a disaster, which I think is crazy.
But disaster does seem increasingly possible. Earlier this year, the state of Virginia realized that machines used in 20% of the state were vulnerable to hackers and immediately ordered them replaced.
It's not a cheap endeavor. You know, we're talking probably $10,000 to $12,000 a precinct.
Which State Election Commissioner Edgardo Cortez says can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars for some counties. He worries that rich communities will be okay, but poorer ones will have to struggle, especially after the Virginia legislature rejected the governor's request for $28 million to buy new voting equipment statewide.
We have places, you know, that just can't, the local governments can't afford at this point to put out that kind of money.
The Brennan Center found a similar pattern in other states, where wealthier counties are getting new equipment and poorer ones are not. Cortez and other election officials say they're not really worried about losing votes. Most systems have paper ballot backups, but they do worry about maintaining voter confidence.
That the democratic process is working, that elections are as easy as possible to participate in for all our eligible citizens.
Which is a challenge, given that many voters already say they've lost faith in the political process. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.